I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1887. That was a tragic day for the labor movement. Four men were hung in Chicago for their alleged role in the bombing at a labor rally at the city's Haymarket Square a year earlier. In a sensational trial, a total of eight men were convicted for Haymarket. Although the trial had not proven any of the men had any ties to the bombing, five were sentenced to die. One died in jail before the execution could take place. The others were martyred for their support of the labor movement and the fight for the eight-hour workday. Two of the men were German-born August Spies and Adolf Fischer, who had worked at Arbeiter Zeitung, a Chicago German-language pro-worker newspaper. A third was Albert Parsons, a Southern-born anarchist and the editor of the working people's English-language newspaper, The Alarm. The fourth was George Engel, a German-born labor activist and owner of a toy store. Neither Parsons nor Engel were even present at Haymarket during the time of the bombing. Before he was executed, Albert Parsons declared, "Let the voice of the people be heard." August Spies shouted, "The day will come when our silence will be more powerful than the voices you strangle today." In 1893, a Haymarket Martyrs Monument was commemorated at the Forest Home Cemetery just outside of Chicago. Carved at the base is August Spies' declaration. That same year, the governor of Illinois pardoned the remaining three Haymarket prisoners. Seven of the eight men who were convicted of the Haymarket affair are buried at the cemetery, along with many other progressive activists who wanted to be interned alongside the martyrs. Each year, visitors from around the world visit the cemetery to pay their respects to these heroic men.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.